We get to see a very different side to Hermione in this film. We're used to seeing her studying a lot and helping Harry out with the big major things that are going on. And in this one, she's a bit distracted by hormones and her feelings for Ron. Did you enjoy that different aspect to the character?
Yeah, I did. I think it's fun to, you know, to play around and do a bit more comedy. I think sometimes the films can be quite dark and, you know, quite scary, and it's kind of nice to do something a bit different. Yeah, definitely.
There's one scene I loved at Slughorn's dinner party with a load of the students that he really likes, and you're all sitting there eating profiteroles, and I was wondering, how many takes did you have to do for that, and did you have to keep eating the profiteroles, and did you end up getting stuffed while you were doing it?
I think that's one of the funny things that happens, is kind of you enthusiastically dig into whatever, you know, amazing plate of food that's been put in front of you, and then by like take 7 you feel so sick and you regret so much, A, whatever it is you ordered, and B, how much you ate in the take, because you have to kind of keep the continuity going, and you learn very quickly to take small mouthfuls and just to pace yourself, basically. Pace yourself. It's really important.
That's the secret.
Yeah, that's the secret.
Okay, now I know you're a big fan of the books, and I'm sure you gobbled up the last one when it came out. Were you happy with how it all ended and what J.K. Rowling did with the series?
Yeah, I think the finale was brilliant. You know, I think it was so hard for her to get it right. You know, the fans are so kind of obsessive and dedicated, and they all had opinions about how it should end, and there were, you know, fans writing their own endings and la la la. But she did, I think she stayed true to her kind of vision, and it seemed like the right thing, and she's very clever. I thought the ending was brilliant, that Harry's scar was a Horcrux. I thought that was genius. I think she did a great job.
Now you yourself are heading off to college in America soon. How do you feel about that? Because, I mean, kids your age now are all going to be heading off to college, but you're going to go away, you know, to a totally different country, and then you have the pressure of being who you are as well, and the interest that will generate. Are you nervous? Are you excited? Or what are you looking forward to most about it?
I'm really excited. I guess I'm just looking forward to like a new experience, a change. Excited to go to the States to travel and be abroad and to be studying again, and just to be with people my own age. You know, like and. Bit of normality for a while. It'd be nice.
We've heard rumours that you're going to be designing a fashion line. Is that true, or is that all made up?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware.
Oh, that's a shame, because you have an amazing sense of fashion. I know you're the face of Burberry, and you get involved with Chanel as well. You do love your fashion, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's great fun. You know, I was so excited to be asked to do the Burberry campaign. I was so flattered and had a great time on the shoot, and it was fantastic.
Do you ever get starstruck yourself? I know you were on Jonathan Ross last week and you met Sandra Bullock. Was that amazing for you?
Yeah, she's so nice. She's really down to earth and funny, and you could tell she's been doing it 20 years longer than I have. You know, she was so relaxed and funny in front of the cameras, and it's lovely to meet her. I was very nervous.
You did great. You were brilliant at it. And finally, I know much has been made about all the kissing scenes that are going on in this film, and then, of course, in the next one, where you finally have to get involved, because in The Half-Blood Prince, it seems everyone else is kissing someone except you. But I'm sure you were glad to not have the pressure.
Oh, God, totally. So much pressure. It's so, like, no, I was very relieved not to have to be kissing, definitely.
But you do in the next one.
Oh, but I do in this one. I don't get off that lightly. So, yeah, I don't come out unscathed. No.